You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back to Inside Out. I thank you for joining me. And if this is helping you, encouraging you at all, maybe consider, you know, sharing this with someone else about this podcast. It's completely free. It's weekly. It is short. And my thoughts are, my hope is that, you know, you're driving, working, whatever you might would be doing, taking a walk, that, you know, this short little podcast, that there'll be some nuggets in this will help to inspire you and encourage you in your walk and relationship with the Lord. That's your most important walk. That's your most important relationship. And we live that from the inside out. And so if this has been a blessing to you at all, hey, let somebody else know and encourage them to listen as well. Well, I want to continue on our subject we've been talking about for numerous episodes now on the fear of the Lord. And we've seen that the fear of the Lord is something that is learned, and it is something that is inspired, and the fear of the Lord must also be chosen. So it's learned, it's inspired, but it's also chosen. Now, let me remind you just real quick, the fear of the Lord is not, we're terrified of God, we avoid him, and he scares us. We're in awe of him. We respect him so highly, give him the reverence and honor, and hold him and his word in the highest view in our hearts and minds, life, motivation, and decisions. Hold God in that place. When we get that off, even by degree, then other things are going to start to take that important place in our view. And we must keep the fear of the Lord. So we learn it. It's inspired, but we also have to choose it. Now look at this in Proverbs 1. Verse 29, it says, they did not choose the fear of the Lord. And let me just go ahead and kind of summarize what happened. They did not choose the fear of the Lord, and let me put it to you this way. Things did not go well, and they never will. Because when we don't choose the fear of the Lord, you're on the wrong road. It's like, oh, no, I took the wrong turn. And, you know, next exit, 500 miles, and next gas station, 600 miles, and there's critters and bandits and everything else. We've got to stay on the right road, and I think all of us can say an amen to that. It has to do with choosing the fear of the Lord, because when you don't, things do not go well, that you can't expect them to go well. That's why we have to turn around, come back, get on the right road. So to choose the fear of the Lord, like choosing anything else, involves that you know your options, and then you make a choice. You make a selection. You know, like on a game show, you know, you can trade what you have. You can keep what you have, or you can trade it for what's behind door number two. But see, that's not really making a selection. That's a risk. That's a gamble. That's a game, because you don't know your options. You don't know what else is there. Like if they said, hey, you know, you can have this pair of socks and keep those, or you can trade it for a brand new car. Well, I mean, when you know your options, it's easier to make that choice. And as we choose the Lord compared to anything else, check your options. You're going to choose the fear of the Lord. Now in Psalm 34, let's just look at some options here. Psalm 34, verse 8 and 9. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no fear, for those who fear him have no lack. Those who fear him have no lack. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Well, what's the option here? I'm going to choose the Lord. Proverbs 22, verse 4, the reward of humility and the fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. There's a reward for choosing the fear of the Lord. And so it's humility. And humility here is really to have a proper view of yourself and everyone else. You know, put God in the right place, keep yourself in the right place. That's humility. Part of the reward is riches. This actually, in the Old Testament Hebrew, means to accumulate or have enough. And it really is to have enough for ease and to help with ease. Who doesn't want to have that? You know, that's what this riches is. It's not about you having money, 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 and everything else that you want. This is about you having enough for ease in your life, and then don't miss this, and enough to help ease for other people. And that's the godly way. That's godly riches, that God is taking care of you and God is using you to help other people to ease their life. That's part of the reward of the fear of the Lord. And then he says, and life, and this literally is long life. So choosing the fear of the Lord impacts our right now. I mean, all these things are right now, and it also impacts our forever. There's no other lifestyle. There's no other approach to life that can produce what the fear of the Lord does. And remember, the fear of the Lord is learned, it's inspired, it's chosen. In Psalm 25, verse 12 through 14, it says, "Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose." My goodness, decisions in life. This is one of the options or benefits, rewards of choosing the fear of the Lord, is he's going to help you to know which path you should choose. Is that they will live in prosperity. And again, that goes back to that idea of having enough to accumulate, to have enough for ease and enough so that you can help to ease in other people's lives. They will live in prosperity. Their children will inherit the land or the promises of God. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. When you know your options, you will choose the fear of the Lord. Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine." The Lord will keep his eye on you when you choose the fear of the Lord. You know, recently I was watching one of my grandbabies, and we were playing outside, and she was coming and going, and she was imagining things, and she was going down a path. Well, we've got our pool, and there's, you know, there's rocks and bugs, and, you know, we're outside, and, you know, everything else. And so I'm telling you, my eye was on her. And if there were any kind of peril or anything to come close to her because of my love for her, my eye was on her. I would have protected her in every way. And that's just minor compared to how the Lord would keep his eye on us. That's one of when you know your options, you know, the fear of the Lord, because of that, his eye is upon me. He'll deliver my soul from death. He'll keep me alive during famine, during a hard time. That's some of the promises and results of the fear of the Lord. One last one today, Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. And whoever has it rests satisfied, he will not be visited by harm or actual evil. These are some pretty big promises from a really big God. Put him in that high view. And don't delay to do that. Put him, keep him in that high view. The fear of the Lord is learned. The fear of the Lord is inspired. And the fear of the Lord is chosen. And I just want to repeat this because we've got to get this, because we've got to choose the fear of the Lord, I believe, daily. And you need to choose the fear of the Lord today. You make a choice when you know your options. I just read you some of your options. And when we saw in Proverbs that when you don't choose the fear of the Lord, it doesn't go well. It's the wrong path. There's not a good end there. And it's going to continue to disappoint. Instead, look at how good God is to you. Look at his promises and the results of choosing the fear of the Lord, which is what? Which is to hold God and his word in that high place, the highest place. And when you do that, that's not religious, that's relationship. You'll be so thrilled to walk and live in that relationship of keeping God in that high place, the fear of the Lord. So choose the fear of the Lord. And I'm telling you, the promises, the results, the benefits of that are just heaven on earth. My goodness, God is so good to us. So do not confuse the fear of the Lord with this cringing, terrified posture with God. It is God so good to you, wanting his best for you, that he says, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. I created you. I love you. I've got the plan for your life. I'll take good care of you. Come on, walk with me. Keep your eyes on me and my word. Choose this. And that is, like I said, there's no other lifestyle. There is no other approach to life that can produce in your life, now and in eternity, what the fear of the Lord will do. Well, I hope this has meant something to you today. I pray you have an awesome day today. Look around for the goodness of God. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.